Yeah, hi, is this Robin?
Yes.
Hi, Robin. Robin, it's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke last week regarding branding your business on Google, doing a website for you.
Yeah, I remember you.
Good. So I know you wanted me to give you a call back this week. I think you're working on getting licensed last week. But, you know, obviously getting your phone ringing is going to help you out transitioning away from the slow season, making sure that your business is one of those companies that people can see when they're looking for a painting contractor, especially as that's something that more and more people are going to be doing in these weeks to come. Now, did you have any questions for me? I know we kind of talked about a lot.
No, I don't have any questions. I only one. Sorry. So you told me $199, right, a month?
Yes, correct. Yeah. And that's... go ahead.
The first payment is going to be the same?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually was able to waive the one-time setup fee. Normally, there's a setup fee for the first month because of all the content that we're creating for you, the website, Google, Bing, Yelp, all of those different destinations and directories. There is usually a setup fee, but I was able to waive that setup fee, so it's actually just $199 out the door. That is the exact amount. It'll never go up, not even by a penny. No taxes or fees or lead fees or anything like that. Of course, the calls come directly to you, so it is just the $199 to get started. The website is included. We're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update that website for you at no additional cost.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do you need to start? Do you need a payment first or you do the website first, everything?
Well, we're going to get everything started right now. Let me just make sure that I've got all the information. It's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website, and we'll start creating that content as well right away. I just wanted to make sure that we've got the branding of the business name accurate. I see it as Robbins Pro Painting, LLC. You did want the LLC included in the branding of the business name?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I think it makes your business look very professional. And then when we get your phone ringing, Robin, is the number that we're speaking on the one that you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes, this is the business number. Yeah.
The business number. And it's also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, it's an iPhone. Yes, you can.
Oh, it's an iPhone. Perfect, yeah. I'm not sure if I mentioned it to you before. Of course, most of the time, you're going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so you'll be getting calls directly to you. When someone does fill out the contact form on the website that we'll build, though, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll know right away, you'll know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and then whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form does also repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system. And then to attach the contact form, I do have the business email, robinsonpainting2002@gmail.com, right?
Right.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based, Robin. You go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address for your business that you wanted us to promote online, right?
Do you think that, but I'm not sure. What do you think? Do you think,
You don't have an office, right. So I do see the 26 Riverside Gardens, apartment 26. Now, obviously, that's a residence. Google fully expects service-based businesses to go out to the customer and not have a showroom, meaning, you know, when you're going to the person to do work, whether it's a residential client or a commercial client, Google does not expect you to have a physical address. They don't expect you to have an office. In fact, even if you had an office where you did your paperwork, if customers don't typically go there, if there's not someone to receive that customer, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So Google expects you to not have an office. You will be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address, okay? Now, I never got your last name, Robin.
Oh, my last name is, in my driving license, my last name is Albert. Wait. Oh, my last name is Bueso. B-U-E-Z-O. B from zebra.
The first letter again?
B from box. U-E-Z-O. The C from zebra.
Okay. I gotcha. And then, Robin, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I will take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to make sure that we've got the hours of operation that you want to be found for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline or motto, a slogan, you know, what is unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll take care of that for you and create one for you with your suggestions. So we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we will have our interview technician give you a call back. The other thing that I'll do, this is required of us, Robin, as we are a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's the flat rate of $199, there's no setup fee, that we're including the website for you at no additional cost, etc. So I'll get to that in just a second. And then are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found?
Monday to Saturday.
And is that like 8 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay, eight perfect. To 8 to 5. And at this point, are you taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo or PayPal, Zelle, any cash apps?
For now, I just have check, cash, and Zelle.
Okay, cash, check, and Zelle. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And then how did you want to take care of that first payment? Again, it's exactly $199, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover. What does work best for you?
It's going to be Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Business name.
Business name. So it says Robbins Pro Painting LLC on that card? Okay.
Yes.
And then you said it was a Visa card, so that should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, the number is 4135 7510 0758 9557.
And then the expiration month and year?
04/2027.
And then, Robin, the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
132.
You said 132? 132?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got 132 on the back, and then April, or 04, of 2027 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 41-35-75-10-07-58-95-57?
That's correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the 26 Riverside Gardens, apartment 26, 07840?
Yes.
It does. Okay. And then I know that you said on that particular card, it was the business name that appeared. And then I also have your name as Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Duezo, D-U-E-Z-O. Is that correct?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, perfect. And now, Robin, I do need to read that voice verification. Like I said, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Robin, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, Robin, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Robin's Pro Painting LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Robin, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Robinson A. Bueso.
And you're the president or the owner?
I am the owner.
You are the owner. And then, as the owner of Robin's Pro Painting LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then, Robin, for the billing information that you did just provide, the Visa ending 9557, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your service area are able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Robin. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I'm agreeing.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie lead, the home advisor, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information, right down to that LLC, remains accurate and consistent online. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire somebody else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Robin, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning. We also do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, again, I'm reducing it down from $399 a month to exactly $199 as a flat rate that will never go up. I'm actually able to waive your setup fee. The website's included, and of course, it's month to month. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 8th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And again, Robin, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Robin, is included at no additional cost, which again means we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month moving forward at that same exact reduced rate of $199. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I've mentioned, we do offer our services completely at will, month to month, no contract. So that does mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too. If you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation or even pause the service seasonally if necessary, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Robin, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Robin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I'm agree.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, let me find a pen.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. Robin, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will, like I said, receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is, of course, provided for you in writing, and you'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician, and again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. It's just a little bit late to get you to the 4 o'clock hour today, but we do still have only one spot available for both 5 o'clock and one spot also for 6 o'clock, if that does work for you. The call would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Would either 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock work out for you today for that half-hour phone call?
Yes.
Yeah? Did you want the 5 or the 6?
Excuse me, can you repeat again the last information, David?
Yeah, so again, our technician is going to call you just to get a little bit more information from you about your slogan or your motto, and you know, we'll of course talk more about where you want to be found and your services. So it's going to be a half an hour phone call. If you are available today, we can call you back between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock or between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Which of those hours would work better for you?
Five, I think.
Five?
Yeah.
Okay, 5. Yeah, it's going to get to you maybe 5:10, 5:15, something like that, and then it's going to take about a half an hour after that. So it's a one-hour window for a call that does take half that time. I don't get a whole lot of notice when our client interview technician is ready, and like I said, it might be 5:05, 5:15, something like that.
Okay.
But if I am not on another phone call when our client interview technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions that you might have. If I am on another call when our client interview technician is ready for you, then they're just going to call you on their own, but they will have the notes and they'll be able to take really good care of you. I guess it's a little past the 4 o'clock hour, so you're not going to receive the automated email reminder that goes out an hour prior to those phone calls. I will, though, send you a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is just more for your records, and you don't have to respond to it, although some people do. But it is going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Again, simply to remind you that your client interview is scheduled for that 5 o'clock hour. Now, if I am available, like I said, I'll be on that call. If I'm not available, and certainly for the security of your account moving forward, I did want to take just a second here to set up a security question and answer on your account. This is for your protection, Robin. If anyone calls us, even if it's you, saying that they are with your business, we will quickly ask you to give us the answer to the security question. And anyone who calls you telling you that they are with Google or that they're with Local Splash, they will need to know, first of all, my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the answer and the question without being prompted. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Robin, which of those would you want for your security question?
City name? What is?
So it's either the city that you were born in or your first pet's name, dog or cat or whatever it was.
The city, I think.
The city? Okay, so the city you were born in, and then what is the answer?
It's you're going to write down the information, right?
Yeah, I'm going to store it on your account as the answer to the security question.
Okay. I don't know if you can do the pet pattern, I think.
Yeah, I'll do the first pet's name. Let me change that. So what was the name of your first pet?
Oso. O-S-O.
O-S-O. Okay, Oso. So I have to type it in twice. Okay, Oso. So I've got that set and squared away. So you're all set on my end. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I got the email, the automated
email.
But something wrong with my last name. It's no D. It's B from bus from.
B like boy, not D like David?
No, not D. It's like B like boy.
B like boy. Okay, let me fix that then. And then I'm going to update that in our system. And then I will also manually then resend that. Yeah, it's crazy how B's and D's, P's and T's, F's and S's sound so much the same over the phone.
right.
Yeah, so it's B like boy, and then let me go ahead and manually resend then the welcome email, because that's the one that we want you to be looking at right here. It's in that drop-down box. All right, so I'm sending that out to you with the right name. Okay, so that email was sent. If you can refresh, you should get that in just a second here, and it did also re-trigger the text message to be sent out as well. But if you get that, it's the initial invoice. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below, something like that. And then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, and it looks like our system is still sending it. Like I said, it does take a minute or so for our system to send that out. But if you click on the blue click here, It's going to take you to the local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Did you happen to receive the second email?
No, yet.
Not yet. Yeah, on my end, it does still show that it is in processing. So
I got it ready.
You did get it just now? Okay.
Yes.
So we are talking about the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see when you click on the blue click here?
Yes.
Okay. So we are going to optimize your listing on Google. Of course, that's most everyone's main focus. So it is ours as well. But we will also optimize your business to show up on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 people using Bing, but that's still a lot of people. And we want you to have those opportunities and those phone calls as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 directories in total. The landing page is your website, so we are going to do that website. We'll do the SEO content creation. We're going to build that website, host it, maintain it, even update it for you. That's all included. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you do scroll all the way down, at the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. And above it, there is a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, you can either copy and paste Robin Buezo, or if you want to, just type it in. But it is case sensitive, so the R and B are capitalized, and there's just a space between first name and last name. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. Now, that's going to do a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including your website, that we've even reduced the cost of the service to that flat rate of $199, that fixed rate that'll never go up. It also will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area. And then it's going to allow us to also do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Robin, you're going to know that you are successful in submitting that. When it asks you for a username and a password, just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay. One moment, I'm just checking here too. So I have to sign it now, right? You said?
Yes. So the box above the line, the one that says I certify yeah. that I'm the authorized holder, click on that box, and then in the box, the longer box below it, type in or copy and paste Robin Buezo, of course, capital R, capital B, a space between first and last name, but not a space before it or after it. And then once you've got your name in the box, click the confirm signature box below it. That actually lets us get a head start on your account even before we do your client interview.
Okay. Okay, I already did it, so I'm hitting the dashboard.
Okay, so in the dashboard, yeah, that's exactly what's going on here. Our automated system thinks that you're trying to access your client dashboard. It thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. So it's actually asking you to log into your account, which is why it's asking for the username and the password. Now, we do have to actually do your client interview first so that we have the information for us to create that content, and that's when your tracking system will become activated. So you don't have to worry about that right now. Like I said, it's just our automated system trying to take you to your tracking system. Once your tracking system is activated, we will text and email you both your username and your password. It's a default password, and you can change it if you like once you log into your tracking system. And once we create that, you'll get that by text and email. I can get you right now the username because that has already been created. The password's not available yet because your tracking system isn't activated yet, but the username is created already. It cannot be changed. Fortunately, unfortunately, it's easy to remember. It's the phone number we're speaking on, area code included. Only the numbers, though. There's no dashes or spaces or parentheses or anything like that. So just 908-619-3295. That is going to be the username on your account. Now, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, Robin, please do include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. And then we can easily forward that information to the right department. You can send anything and everything to the support email. When we do the client interview, though, that we're going to give you the photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com email address. If you want, you can also email the photos team directly. But like I said, it's fine to just send everything to the support email. We'll take care of it from there. Other than that, like I said, you are all set and squared away on my end. We do have that client interview scheduled for today at 5, and I'm sending you now that calendar invite. You do not have to respond to it, but you do have that for your records as well. Like I said, if I'm available sometime between 5 and maybe 5:20, when our client interview technician is ready to call you. If I'm not on another call, I'll be part of that call. If I am not on that call, that's because I'm on another phone call. But whether I talk to you or not a little bit later on, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Robin, real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully we'll talk again shortly a little bit later on today.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the time, and I hope this is going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to getting it going for you, Robin. Real pleasure speaking with you. You take care, and we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay. Thank you,
Mr. Boyza. Thank you very much, Robin. Take care. Bye-bye.